Yeah, I have to support the motion. I am a national director too, and we were part of the meetings at Washington, precisely where two documents were presented. This is board discussion. People are expressing their opinions about the motion and are entitled to speak.
Can I continue now?
Yes.
Okay. Two documents were presented in terms of the hiring of or not hiring of the executive director of the foundation. And one was the offer for the job, and another document was presented by a group of people to us. And that document was not approved, as it was shown in court too, and there is the description precisely. That document that was presented and was not approved by the National Board was backed up by the director in question. And even though it was shown very clear that that document was drafted by only certain individuals, even knowing that, you know, this director decided to back it up and take the foundation to court. The financial damage to this foundation. Enough to remove this person.
Okay,
what time,
thank you. Point of order? Isn't Ms. Kaufman on there as number 90
seconds. We did not.
Point of order? Ms. Kaufman is there. There's a final statement that you said.
Yes, okay, thank you.
That can be made.
Okay, we'll look for another speaker opposed to the motion. Mr. Conley.
When I was on the board before, years ago, this faction perfected the art of the quorum attack. When we were trying to discipline members for violence and threats of violence, this faction, although not comprising these individuals, this faction boycotted meeting after meeting after meeting, and eventually ran out the clock of the term of the members, and we were never able to bring disciplinary matters for violence against Tracy Larkins and Ian Johnston, your predecessors. And so it's your faction, Michael, that has perfected and as far as I'm concerned, created the quorum attack. So you guys started it, and for you guys to attack other people for doing what you guys have done for years, I think is the height of dishonesty. It is everybody's entitlement to go to court to seek redress of injustice, and the merit lawsuit that is referenced here, I consider to be highly meritorious. Whether it prevails or not, it is the right of directors or others to go to court to try and get this foundation to comply with its own bylaws, which they have
called upon,
okay,
which has failed.
Thank you. Another speaker, very well had her hand earlier. Yeah, but I'm taking one on one.
I'm very concerned on behalf of the youth and my students that, you know, KPFK has a non-commercial educational license to broadcast, and that $50,000 was lost. That could have been over $105,000 scholarship. That could have been proposed and maybe had a move going along with it. I am also concerned that Ms. Kaufman's consistent patterns of responsive behavior are unfortunately unveiling that maybe, you know, there is no, I'm not sure what the defense is exactly yet. It has not been articulated well enough to respond, that I think that I could take something back to my students in the community as part of a member of this board, to say that a representative in the community as a listener member has represented herself in this manner. And I'll leave it.
Okay, speaker opposed, Dr. Wenger.
Yeah. In our last LSB election, we were talking about time we came on the board, and somebody, the record seemed to indicate I was appointed to the board, and, or elected to the board in August. And as I recall, we didn't have a lot of meetings there, and we missed three or four of them because a director whose name is Leslie Radford established the quorum attack, and I failed to attend three or four meetings because it just didn't occur because of these quorum attacks. So Leslie brought that in. And Leslie belongs to the faction over here that's doing the accusation. Now, I would point out additionally that this is exactly the thing that Tim is being accused of, and I would point out that the opposition at that time, who had the majority, did not attack Leslie for these quorum attacks, did not choose to remove her. It was just something that happened, and those bad tactics were introduced. So it seems to me that what's going on right now is a political trial, a show trial, and this faction over here, the accusing faction, is just trying to make political hay and make it uncomfortable for Ms. Kaufman. And I think people should recognize what it is. You're just getting the tactics that Leslie Radford pioneered at the LSB. And I'm just pointing that out. You know, the question is, if you should believe in justice and the principles, those principles have to apply equally to everybody. And you're not applying them equally because you didn't protest at the time Leslie Radford's behavior. Now you're protesting Leslie Radford's behavior as allegedly implemented by Kim. So you have a double standard of hypocrisy.
And alarm going on?
Yes, Mr. Parker was next.
No, sir. Can I get the mic? Can we turn our phones down?
I get myself a timer.
These charges, you know, they kind of symbolize what we see today and what's been going on for a long time, and that is obstructing progress. There are a lot of folks here that are trying to do something with KPFK, that come to these meetings to actually affect the community and affect the movement. And there's a lot of people here. Lawrence is one of the leading members of SEIU. They're doing the Fight for 15 thing going on. There are a lot of members out here that are working on getting the youth on the street to, you know, constructively protest police brutality and murder. Serious things that are going on, and we can't get any, KPFK can't assist those things. It would be very important for KPFK to do it, have the means and resources to really help build this movement, but we can't do it because we're arguing about an agenda. And I'm afraid that Ms. Kaufman is a big part of that obstruction. And obstruction, yeah. That's not a word, right, Chris?
Obstruction.
Too bad you can't figure out concept. You know, the words, you can do like a Xerox machine to understand the words, but concept is important. That's why this is so important, to try to remove anything that's obstructing KPFK from doing what it should do, doing what its mission is.
Thank you.
Okay, speaker
Somebody
in that table.
Hello.
That's friendship.
Hello, everyone. Let me just say this. They're all friends, my friend. Bringing a lawsuit is not a basis, and I think Mr. Zion knows this. This is not a basis for removal. Missing a meeting is not a basis for removal. I've been on various committees at various other institutions in which you have a search, and the search ends, or if it's found to be incomplete or defective, records are normally destroy personnel records, just to protect all parties concerned. But that aside, as I look at this and see the proceedings, not just over the last few meetings, but over several years, something happened that has been happening in this country, and it really comes to a head in New York City. And I see an analogous situation where five cops kill a man, about a dozen others witness it and do nothing about it. And the analogous situation is Kim is being killed. She's being crucified. She's being eliminated. And the people who are doing it are being protected under, supposedly, I mean, the grand jury in New York was essentially a bogus group that, despite the evidence, despite the visuals, let these cops go, and particularly the one who did this, you know, did the killing.
10 seconds.
And I see an analogous situation here where individuals, and sad to say it, on the party will use this in a similar vein to eliminate a member of our
community.
Really gross. And it's really unfortunate. Tragic.
Thank you, Tom. I mean,
contrary to my colleagues, the most important to John, the most important issue is the financial survival of the station. And there are people undermining it.
Okay.
That's clear. And the fact that Ms. Kaufman...
I'm sorry, that's not a point. Please, excuse me. That's the prerogative of the chair, Mr. Mayor. Please be quiet.
I'll talk over him.
Thank you.
I don't talk over
please
you.
Please do not call out or talk over. I'll say the same thing you said to Mr. Cunningham. Okay, we're going to take the speaker opposed to the motion.
That was.
All right. In favor. Okay, so we'll say that that was actually opposed to the motion. I'll let you go twice. Those speakers in favor of the motion? Mr. Merrick was on the set.
The word that comes to mind is fiduciary responsibility. When you're elected to a nonprofit board, a board of a union, any board, you have a fiduciary responsibility. That responsibility means looking out for the benefit of the station. Intentionally boycotting a meeting by saying, and I quote from this very meeting, it didn't make the meeting because my vote wasn't going to count. An intentional boycotting of a meeting is not fulfilling your fiduciary responsibility. Chris Condon brought up, one of our members brought up that the thought of an attack, missing quorum is an attack. I mean, yeah, that's been happening for the last year that I've seen on this board. The frivolous lawsuit that cost the network $50,000 and a network that's right on the brink of insolvency by most of our understandings is absolutely absurd. This is not an opportunity for us to address this member's behavior at LSB meetings as far as obstructionism, stalling, blocking, causing meetings not to happen, boycotting meetings so that they go on quorum. This is not a question of those actions. That's for another time. What I want to point out, a procedure like this can be difficult, but it's like drinking a gallon of water. It's necessary to flush out the toxins.
That's a personal attack. And I believe that Ms. Kaufman would be entitled to...
Excuse me, Mr. Condon.
Are you
going
to make good on your outburst rule?
She has it.
I want to check with our timekeeper about the total time that's needed for this part of the meeting. We have 40 minutes for board discussion. Mr. Glender.
As chair, hello, can we get the microphone?
A little louder.
Yeah.
Green or blue?
It's green. I served on the PNB at the time that the offer was extended to Summer Reese. I was asked by Lydia Bazan with two other members of the BND to write the offer letter. It was clearly understood at that time that the offer letter was simply an offer, that a contract would have to be signed. The contract provisions, as I understood it sitting on the board, was that the people that were designated, namely the secretary and the acting, the chair, would be the ones who would come forward with the completed contract. What happened was that several times during these meetings, and you can listen to them because they're a matter of record, people on that other faction disrupted our meetings, did not allow us to vote, did not allow us to continue, publicly announced during those PND meetings, I will not allow you to take a vote. I will not allow you to have a vote on this issue. The committee also suffered by having our term cut short. We were not allowed to serve a full 12 months. Our term was only 11 months. So there was an absence of due process from the beginning. And the very first thing that this other faction did, the faction that is now pursuing this pursuit, is exactly what we would expect if they were not going to follow procedure, which is to be very unfair and immediately...
10 minutes,
thank you. To be completely unfair in the way that it was handled. So please, to set things right, let's recognize what happened. As chair of the personnel committee, I would give evidence that we had followed right procedures and they were abolished by this faction. Thank you. Speaker in favor of the motion?
Had some of the speeches left before?
Yes. I want to comment on
something was said before, that Leslie Radford was trying to be disruptive, was on our side. She certainly was on our side. She was for equality. She was for Spanish-speaking participation. She was for social justice. She was for defending the people who were black. And the other side didn't particularly like that approach. I had heard when I got on the governance board at the time that they were out to get Leslie Radford. Later on, they switched to Ian Johnston because he came in and fought them. And I remember a big conflict that occurred one day out at the old Peace Center, where there were three men fighting with Ian Johnston, and I felt he did a really fine job fighting there. And I really even got upset because our side wasn't get up to defend him. It wasn't enough, because that's what we're trying to do at KPFK, at Pacifica Radio. We're trying to fight for justice and against war,
yes,
and for equality.
Yes.
I just have to note that as an audience member that has belched very loudly several times, but I'd love if Ken Aarons could either just keep it down and put your hand over your mouth and you're going to belch that loud during someone's comment, please.
Who made that statement? Can you get it? Let the listeners know who's making the statement.
That was Dutch Merritt that heard the loud belch from Ken Aarons. Dutch Merritt, DCH.
More attention seeking.
Yeah, am I?
All right. It's just brand new.
Speaker opposed to the motion.
I thought you spoke already.
Is there anyone who hasn't spoken yet who wants to speak opposed to the motion? Okay, Mr. Brooks.
I just want to go on the record because I will say this with all sincerity, that I don't know anyone who has more concern over the financial status of KPFK and Pacifica than Kim Kaufman, who's done more work in that regard. So I cannot sit here and listen to people say that she does not have she's not exercising her fiduciary responsibility. She's done three times more than most of the people in this room regarding finances. She's very concerned about it. There's nothing for her to gain from it other than the success of KPFK and Pacifica. So I just need to say that. So I couldn't stand by and listen to that.
Okay, Speaker in favor.
Rent has spoken yet?
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The problem is the main portion of the defense seems to be that others have done bad things, wrong things, that one faction or another is being hypocritical because they didn't speak up in the time of that faction's errors. There's been references to board meetings and a time in the history of this board when I wasn't a member of the board. I have no idea about the truth or falsity of those. They all be true. There is the notion that people are acting politically. I don't doubt that. I don't think I've ever been to one of these meetings where people were not acting politically. And I say that with respect to all sitting at this table. I would expect they're political people. And therefore they proceed politically on behalf of what they're trying to accomplish. So the fact that there may be politics behind this doesn't move me one way or the other. The fact that somebody may have done something equally wrong in the past, I have no knowledge of. Maybe true. But it seems to me we have to make this decision based on what we're faced with today and hopefully not be hypocritical in the future if we were in the past.
Thank you. Speaker opposed? Mr. Conner?
No, you're not opposed.
Sorry, I'm opposed.
Yes.
I think, Jim, you're misunderstanding the situation. What the objection here is there are no charges that rises to the level of any action whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And I will give a warning that if you act on these charges, do not be surprised if at some time in the future it comes around to bite you and your faction is put up for a disciplinary action on the same grounds, because you're setting a different bar. You're setting a bar that should not exist, and whatever you do today, I can assure you, and I will make it my job to make sure that it's used against you in the future.
Okay, Mr. Garcia? There will be time for the public to make comments, so please reserve your comments until the time Mr. Garcia has the floor.
Before you start counting my time, I just want to say this. I've made a legal change by publicly announcing this, that my name is no longer Luis Middle Initial A. Garcia. I reversed it. Luis Garcia E. Isaac. Isaac is my mother's last name, and that's the way I was acquitted. My name, I was acquitted.
Okay, thank you.
I've been on this board now, and I've heard enough, in my opinion, I've heard enough legal cause to remove Tim Kaufman from the board. In the first place, the judge that heard this case found it a meritless lawsuit. I'm surprised that judge did not order Kaufman's coalition to pay the cost of that legal fee. So the costing of $50,000 to KPFK and also the removal of personnel files speaks for purposes of EEOC scrutiny. She heard that cause as well. All rolls add up to reverse that statement.
Speaker opposed to the motion? Okay, I think
we add this time to the public comment then?
Yeah, we'll say that we've exhausted the list of the board discussion. The public has at least 10 minutes to comment. Members of the public wish to comment?
Can we get a microphone?
The hot mic is the one over there.
The green one.
What?
The green microphone.
The mic on that table is the long cord then. Can you reach over, pass it over?
Someone, thank you. A member of this board, help the public. Thank you.
I have a point of order, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Point of order, Mr.
Chair. Point of order is that you have erred as chair grievously because the motion for closed session was made at the last meeting, and that motion still applies here. And you have erred grievously by not allowing you said that there was, you need an advance notice for closed meeting. The motion for closed meeting was made at the last meeting.
Okay, thank you. The public comment.
In my opinion, every Pacifica board member who has ever sued Pacifica Foundation has thought that they were doing the right thing. As to quorum attacks, they're the oldest quorum rules. It's an important right, and the remedy in Pacifica is to take attendance and to deny Jesus' threat.
The idea is, you know, faction and faction and faction. Yes, you refer to some action that yesterday Mr. Parker was standing on the corner with, you know, a lot of people behind you fighting against the police brutality. That's the faction. I'm proud of it. Or Jim Lafferty or other friends, every corner of the city, I see them. Where are you?
Yep. Woo.
Where are you? I don't see any on Hollywood Boulevard. I don't see you come and defend Eric Garner, Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, these individuals. And you talk about justice? You punch my nose at the board and I take you to the court.
Wow.
And Grace Allen hired a lawyer to $5,000 to defend you. No one was defending me. You talk about violence. You are the most person that I have seen around here for years and years, threatening people, you know, and physically attacking people. You talk about justice and passion. I'm proud of every individual at this, you know.
Okay,
this is a members board meeting, and I'm very kind of disappointed what I see right here, you know, because first of all, you know, I came with a good expectation, and then yet this other person right here shut me down because I just told him that the speaker was too loud. Well, besides that, you know, I don't get discouraged very easily, but I do see that this lady here, it seems to be like she has a power trip, and she has a lot of like she kind of like tells people what to do, and I noticed that a little while ago. And that's not the way you do things, okay? Now we're supposed to be working together because we want to get the word out for these students that are out there. I volunteer in school, and what I see here is just disgusting. I really think it's really bad, but the way you guys are carrying on. And I mean, thank you for welcoming me here, by shutting me up. Thank you so much. But that's all I have to say because I'm, you know, this is really ridiculous.
Thank you for coming.
It's worse than ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's very common and pathetic, the whole procedure. First one attacks me, wanted to get rid of Rodrigo. Now one went to get rid of Kim. Those aren't the issues, in my opinion. What's the phrase? The phrase here is conduct that adverts to the best interest of the foundation. This whole kind of proceeding is contrary to the interest of the foundation. This cries out for what I've said before, mediation. For negotiation, for settling our differences. Some people here think they know how to settle the Middle East, or South Africa, or black and white, or any problems. But you can't settle our own problems in a civil, face-to-face way? That's pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm saying anybody's stupid or dumb, I don't mean that. But the process, the collective action here, cries out for change.
Yes.
So I would hope that, regardless of what you think about Kim, regardless of that, that this should be tabled, and you conduct call for a mediated process where you work out what the issues are. What are the real problems here in factionalism that bring this about? It's pretty obvious that's behind it. Is it just control, or control for what? To what end? Is this the way to achieve it? What are the best interests of this foundation? That's the key thing. Not did you do that or didn't do this. As someone has said here, more than one, both factions and many individuals have done things that aren't the wisest or even in accord with the Bible. There's no end to that. Point is, can we overcome that process with some rational process? And it's possible.
Mr. Poirier, at time, can you pass the microphone back?
Situation.
The first thing I want to say is that the real dereliction of duty on the local board and the national board is that this foundation is very close to bankruptcy. And the national board has done very, very little to mitigate that. If there was, there has been the loss of over $1 million in CPB funding because the audit wasn't completed, and because the listenership has been allowed to decline, and because of many other things that the national board is responsible for taking care of. Now, here we have 24 people on this board. Their time is being wasted. Is this board now sitting here discussing the horrible financial situation at KPFK, the decline in listenership, the decline in revenue? No. Your time is being wasted. You can see that you're not going to have two-thirds vote to kick Kim off. Why are you wasting the time of all these people? Instead of dealing with the situations that really need to be dealt with, including no LSB elections, which just keeps Lydia and Lawrence and their faction in power. It's self-serving and self-dealing. And this is a real dereliction of duty on the national board and on the local board. There should be LSB elections. There is no excuse for it. I do not buy the concept that we are, don't have the finances.
Wait a minute. Wait. I didn't hear that last bit.
I'm going to turn her microphone on.
Let her state it again.
So this is Bernie Eisenberg, and I'm really not going to comment on the pros and cons of...
You're facing
the speaker with a mic. You're causing feedback. Step to one side or the other.
Okay, I'm going
to come up.
Step to the side.
Feedback. Just step to your right. Turn the speaker.
I'm going to talk about decorum. Number one, Chair, I don't think you should issue threats to people that you're going to throw them out if they raise their voice one more time and then you don't follow through.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's number one. Number two is I think that both delegate session and the LSB meetings need a sergeant at arms to enforce your rulings. I don't understand why you don't have a sergeant at arms. And thirdly, thanks, Dutch, for pointing out the raucous misbehavior of people in some person in the audience who loudly belched when he heard something he didn't like while he's playing solitaire on his little device. So, Ken Aaron, cut it out. Stop being so obnoxious.
Dress up when you come. Good luck.
You know,
like you. Is there additional public comment? If you answer one side, you're not facing the speaker.
2002-2003, I think the Justice Coalition started meeting at my house. First they kicked Terry out. That was pretty interesting, since I don't really kick people out of my meeting house. And then Fernando tried to kick me out in some huge crap out in Riverside in 2004, I think. And then they came up with charges against me that I talked to Ken Aaron in the hall of the station. And I admit, I talked to Ken Aaron in the hall of the station, and I was no longer in the Justice Coalition, commissioner, whatever they call themselves. The sad part is not only have I agreed with the professor today, which I've barely ever done, and several others on that side, because I consider myself on this side, but this is a joke. There isn't anybody in this room or has been in this room since 1998 that hasn't performed those sins. You better be careful with your juggling here.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a final statement by Mr. Zahn and a final statement by Ms. Kelton and Desiree Lee.
Okay, so I'm going to respond to some of the comments that were made. Number one, the contract that PDGG decided to include in their lawsuit would have cost us had the court not seen that the foundation's position was sound, would have cost us like $300,000 versus not having to pay out anything to the person in question. And so in terms of financial solvency and financial concerns, that obviously does not carry very much weight. And number two is that in terms of the resumes, obviously the process was not mooted because there were offers made after the time that she said she destroyed the resumes. So some resumes were not destroyed. And that process had not culminated. The other issue, and I just wanted to correct this as a matter of fact, that if Ms. Kaufman would more often check her facts, then she would realize that the local advisory board lawsuits, of which I was a part, and several, I guess no one else here anymore, but anyway, was the first lawsuit that was filed. And as Carol Spooner has said on more than one occasion, and please feel free to ask her, that her suit would never have been granted standing had ours not been granted standing first. Thirdly, I was seated on the Interim Pacifica National Board precisely because our suit was granted standing, and when the Attorney General who supported our suit came and helped negotiate the settlement, all of the suits were able to see a number of directors on the board. That's just factual. In terms of, the issue is not about missing meetings. The issue is about Ms. Kaufman and other members being down the street at Subway, and when we started the meeting, deciding not to come to the meeting. That is an organized boycott. That is very different than just missing meetings. The main issue is that Article 4, Delegates, Section 9, Removal of Delegates in the bylaws, says that it is at the sole discretion of the delegates by two-thirds of those present and voting to remove her, as long as she has 30 days' notice. A reasonable person, and my guideline has always been during this process, is knowing that I have someone that I'm referring to, someone who's litigious, that what is going to have resonance in court. We were all very reasonable. Like when this suit was filed, I went to attorney. Several of us went to our own attorneys. We were on very sound ground with the difference between the offer letter and the contract that was not approved by the board, as the court also found. But every single attorney we personally went to agreed with us. And in fact, in a rather open email by someone who is not a supporter of us, who unredacted something from their own attorney said that the person whose contract we were referring to had a very weak case. So, having said all that, it was absolutely irresponsible to incur the $50,000 for our defense and to have supported a position that could have cost us $300,000 had it been allowed to stand. That is one of the main issues. And then the last but not least, here is the question to all of the delegates. The last question is, who are we loyal to? An individual, a faction, or Pacifica? That's the only question you have to ask here. And that's the only question you have to answer here. Thank you.
Ms. Kaufman, or did that also affect me?
Let's see. We still have no evidence of any wrongdoing that violates Pacifica policy. There's no Pacifica policy that says I can't miss a meeting. I did not boycott it. It was a budget meeting. There was no budget. I didn't want to waste my time coming to a budget meeting with no budget. That makes no sense. We got a budget 2 days later. It wasn't even a budget. It was a deficit item. And again, you understand the process of bylaws amendments. I was not going to vote for it, so you needed 13 affirmative votes. You apparently couldn't find 13 people who wanted it. So that's not violating any duties. In fact, that's being quite responsible to expect to have a budget for a budget meeting. I don't understand why the side of the table comes to budget meetings without having seen a budget previously, because people who understand how to read budgets, it takes time. You can't just look at a budget in a meeting for, you know, 10 minutes and then approve it, which is what the other side has done continuously. That's lack of fiduciary responsibility. Repeatedly, okay, and repeatedly approved budgets, this last budget was over $500,000 in deficit. Okay, and you approved that, and you approved that on the MFC, Ms. Brazan. That is completely fiduciary irresponsible. I'm not going to address this contract. It's completely outside of the realm of anything that has to do with me personally, and anything that I've done against the bylaws. There are many opinions about that, and in fact, our corporate counsel resigned over the pressure he was getting from Lydia's faction to do things that he did not think were appropriate.
It's a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie, sure. No, it's not. He did resign, correct? At any rate, there is still no evidence that I have violated any of Pacifica's bylaws or policies. You have not demonstrated that with one stick of evidence. A lot of opinions? Fine, you don't like me. That's the way it goes. I have a right to be here. People elected me and people voted for me because they believe that I represent their interests on the national board. Okay? And you're violating my rights and their rights to deprive me of that with no due process, no evidence of any wrongdoing against Pacifica policies or bylaws. The reason there were three, the reason there were PD search, those had been submitted publicly to the LSB. That's why they were available. Okay? They were mandated for those resumes. And the other ones were not part of that pile. Okay? At any rate, it's outside of the realm of this discussion or against anything that I have violated Pacifica policy or the bylaws or EEOC, no matter how much you want to toss that around. This has nothing to do with EEOC at all. Breach of confidentiality does, and other things such, but I won't go into that. Nevertheless, once again, you have not proven that I have neglected my duties or abused my authority. I am certainly not neglecting my duties, as Steve Brooks said, definitely regarding the finances. As he said, nobody has been more vocal about trying to get this LSB focused on the severe problems of this matter. Everything else which is irrelevant, really, no matter how much of social justice activist you are, if there's no money to run this organization, this station ain't going to be here. And all the people who don't address the this issue is just a nail in the coffin of being able to finance it. Oh, let's see. Most of the other stuff is just opinions, and you can consider this a frivolous lawsuit. It doesn't matter. You want to read a transcript of the judge laughing at Mr. Siegel in that lab suit? I'll be happy to entertain you with that one, where he just did not think any of those charges were all legitimate. So we can go back in history, but it doesn't matter. There is no policy against lawsuits.
Thank you.
There's no policy against lawsuits.
Thank you. Understood. Okay, so under the agenda we have approved, we're going to move to a vote on the question. I'm going to reread the motion so that everybody understands what it is. The Pacifica National Board Director Kim Kaufman is on the plaintiff in a lawsuit against the Pacifica Foundation Radio and 20 of its directors resulting in legal expenses of the foundation. And the Director Kim Kaufman destroyed resumes from the KPFK program director search, property of the Pacific, I would appreciate the body's attention when I reread the motion so everyone understands what they're voting on. The Director Ken Coffey destroyed the resume on the KPFK program director search property of the Pacific Foundation Radio, possibly resulting in explosive penalties by the EEOC and FCC, and the Director Ken Coffey boycotted the August KPFK LSB and delegates meetings scheduled to consider the KPFK budget and a bylaws amendment passed by the Pacific National Board, respectively. Resolved that Ken Coffey should also be removed as director on the Pacifica National Board, as she has exhibited conduct that is adverse to the best interest of the foundation. So again, just to point out, this is not a motion to remove Ms. Coffey from this body, it's a motion to remove her as director on the PND. We'll take a vote, and people can vote yes or no or abstain on every vote.
And you want a roll call vote, right?
I assume that we're taking a roll call again, yeah.
All right. Chuck Anderson. Shh.
It's confused.
Antine Antrim.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
No.
Lee Brisson.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
No.
Chris Condon.
No.
John Crumshaw.
No.
Luis Garcia E. Ivan.
Simon.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Tej Graywall.
Si.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Klunder.
Yes.
Want to vote,
Chuck?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, she will. Oh. I believe Ms. Kaufman can vote on this question.
She can vote.
Jim Lafferty.
Yes.
Shapasha Luchembe.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
What was that?
Yes.
Is that yes?
No.
Yes is no.
Yes.
It's Russian for no.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Dutch Merrick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Seguro que sí.
I mean, certainly yes.
Right? Yes. We can keep it in English, please.
Ron.
Ron
Friedrichsbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
No. That's yes for those who speak Russian.
Lamont Yankee.
No.
Chuck Anderson, you pass. What is your vote?
Da. That's yes in Russian.
Is there anyone who I declined to call for voting? I was going to call you to meet. Yeses are 13, the noes are 9, the abstentions are 0. Do you wish to vote?
Can you count all the yeses?
That doesn't add up.
Do you go to the pass? Do you go back to the pass?
Yes, you did.
Kim Kaufman's vote is no vote is not recorded.
There are 22 votes. The chair hasn't voted yet. And Ms. Kaufman can vote.
Okay. Do you wish to vote, Mr. Chair?
Will my vote have a material effect on the outcome?
You don't know.
No.
Well, if it's a two-thirds required, what is it? Two-thirds of the quorum, which is 24.
President voting
is what the rule is.
Yes to vote, pass.
Not according to Robert's rule.
Yeah.
Well, it's 3-2. You have nine no's, so you need 50% again.
You need
two times that. Right. Two times 9 is 18.
Okay.
Well,
I'll vote yes.
Okay, so the yeses are 14, the no's are 9, the abstentions are 0.
But fails. Yes. No.
Yeah, the motion failed. Besides 2/3. Okay, moving on the agenda.
You didn't understand that this Albert
Lee. My privilege
is great. Excuse me.
Our winner.
Excuse me, we're moving on the agenda. Please stop talking out of turn.
No, come on.